Those of you waiting for the Prague surprise, this isn't it.
Hell yeah!
I'm a Proghead, man. I'm definitely an old school Proghead.
This is James LaBrie from Dream Theater, and you're listening to Papa J's Matinee.
If you make a mistake, you have to just start over.
Casey fucking McPherson, that's who.
I don't know what you expect me to do out here.
All right, I have a pussy update. How did we get into this mess? All right.
Good evening. It's Saturday night, April 11th, 2020, and you're listening to Papa J's Matinee. Another night of live top to bottom. Tonight featuring Echolin. But how are y'all doing? Have you gotten used to the social distancing thing? Being home all the time? Going out and it's like a ghost town out there? And then when you really encounter people, they have masks on? And why am I asking everything like it's a question? I don't know. I guess I'm starting to lose my mind a little bit. We had another change at the radio station this week, and so I had to install new software. I tested it out this afternoon. Hopefully I'm doing it right. If you hear me, I guess everything's working. If you don't, it could be a lot of things. Could be you did something wrong. Could be I did something wrong. Now I'm starting to sound like a president. Anyways, a night of Echolin for you. Hope everybody's doing well. I haven't heard of anybody that I know getting sick, but matter of fact, weird stuff happening. I may share a couple of those things with you as the show progresses, but we've got a night full of Echolin Live. That was at CalProg 2008. They were the final act, the headliners of that CalProg, surprised everybody. I think, you know, people had heard of Echolin. There were some Echolin fans, but mostly they hadn't done a lot of live performances, and people were probably not exactly sure what to expect. I know I wasn't entirely. I'd seen a couple DVDs that they'd done, and certainly had their albums, but I'd never seen them live. And they blew me away. And I think everybody that was at that show will tell you it was one of the best shows CalProg ever did. So, with that, let's get to the music. I'll break in a couple times to lighten the load if I can. Otherwise, sit back and relax.
This is Echolin.
Go Phillies! Beat LA!
I'm
swim, learn to swim. Learn to swim, learn to swim, learn to swim.
so nice to play out so far away from home, to see all these smiling faces.
I know things have been weird with the COVID-19 and everybody cooped up in their house. I'm sure you've got your own reaction to it. It's affected you in your own way. I was trying to think of something clever to say. Remember when I used to be funny? I thought maybe I could come up with something tonight, but then I heard something on TV that maybe was better. It was Stephen Colbert interviewing God. Well, let's check it out. I'll pass his work off as if it were my own.
The Almighty. Lord, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Stephen. Nice to talk to anybody. I was getting a little squirrely.
Now, Lord, where are you right now?
Technically, I'm everywhere. But specifically, I'm riding it out in my cabin in Idaho. I'm a prepper. I got 2 years of freeze-dried beef stroganoff.
Wait a second. You're a prepper?
Oh, yeah. Gotta be prepared for natural disasters. I'm all loving, but I'm also very moody. Who knows what I'm going to do next?
Well, what about up in heaven? Are they social distancing up there?
Oh, yeah. Me and the angels are doing all our meetings over Zoom now. I'm getting pretty good at it. Look, I can change my background. Now I'm in the Bahamas. Now I'm in that house from Parasite. Now I'm in hell. Oh! That one usually gets a laugh. Boy, I don't know how you do this without an audience, Steve.
It's not easy. So what are you doing this Easter?
Oh, celebrating at home, having dinner with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. We're not supposed to be around each other, but we're also one and the same being, so it's complicated. Especially when we're trying to pick a show on TV. Jesus hasn't caught up with Tiger King yet, but I'm like, you can't call no spoilers for eternity, J-Dog.
Well, I'll let you go, God. I'm sure you're very busy.
Yeah, I gotta get myself a haircut. Then turn water into wine, and then wine into toilet paper.
God, everybody.
This is about pride. Tall, proud, stand up loud, nation, national tradition, traditional anthem, icon, march on, folk song in the fields and on the heath. We lose strength through joy. Mothers cry for the fatherland. Fathers cry for the motherland. Well, God is with us. Manifest destiny. Protect, avenge. Remember old glory. Discipline, adrenaline. Revenge, old glory. Right as rain, John Wayne, John Doe, G.I. Joe, G.I. Jane. Hey, get twisted into pride, yeah. Be a twisted into a
ascending, arising as the righteous do. And they did love peace as a means to war, but trampled gods they overthrew. And there in dust to sweat and power, I saw you dry spike into flesh. And now the blood is on your gamble, spilling clean upon your bed.
Devil rage my mind. Come down and This is the end. My friend, the only end. This is the end. My friend, the end. The only end. This is the end. My friend, the end. This is the end. My friend, the only end.
This is just a little tidbit from World War II.
From your home, falling wasted on spaghetti. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Touchdown, live sound!
Nice!
An all-around good egg. That Joe Stout.
Eklund, they were a great performing band, but they were also remarkably laid back. They made it no secret that they liked to drink, and they set up a bar backstage. They had their own little section in the backstage area where they had all different types of alcohol, and they poured one on. What's the right? They were two sheets maybe to the wind. But having a great time. They really enjoyed it. Now, when they first showed up, again, I hadn't seen them before. I'd seen them in a DVD, but never in person. And frankly, Ray, the lead singer, looked a lot different than he did on the DVD. In fact, I didn't recognize him. When I saw him, he was showed up backstage by himself. I thought he was there to clean up. I swear to God, I walked up to him and I said, "Hi, sir, can I help you?" Yeah, I'm the singer with the band. I was like, "Which band is that?" Eklund. Oh, hi. Yeah, I was a bit of an idiot. But if you go back and look at the pictures on the Kalprog website, past events, Kalprog 2008, Eklund, there's some pictures of Ray. He had a rather long beard, and he was a hell of a singer. Got to give him that. All right, so back to the music.
Another lovesick morning.
alone again.
It's a hope that stays fleeting and makes you wanna come again. With every high there's a sickness, a sober again. With every lock there's a kiss in an arc of descent. With every love there's a lust for more and more. It makes you wanna go again.
Anything, anywhere. Thank you very much.
Hey, nice job, guys. Nice job, Lucas. Now we'd like to do another one off of The End Is Beautiful. This is a title track. Oh, thanks, guys. Oh, this is so great. We don't get a chance to play this stuff that often, so it's so nice to play it for you guys.
So, I hope you're enjoying the Echolin. This week, I watched a lot of TV, but today I watched, you know, I got the Netflix DVD service, and I only try to get they're all Blu-ray, and I only try to get the ones that I think would have good special effects and stuff that would play well, because the DVD player is the highest quality, and I've got the home theater system, and, you know, with the surround sound and all that stuff, so I try to get the good ones. Sometimes I go too far into the special effects. Today I watched one called, it was made in 2019 too, it was called Godzilla King of the Monsters or something to that effect. It actually had a bunch of people in it that I'd known from other small projects, but a lot of people that were known stars. I can't think of any of them offhand right now. But it had kind of a stupid plot. It was something about Godzilla and Rodan and Monster Zero and all Gojira, Ghidorah. All these monsters, just from the very beginning of the movie, are... They've somehow come out of hibernation, or they don't really get into the story too much, but somehow came out of hibernation, and they are going to set the planet in balance. These big monsters are going to fight each other, and Godzilla with enough radiation, and it was just really wacky. But from the time it starts till the very end, nothing but big effects. Big monster effects, and they were good. I mean, it looked like it must have cost a lot of money to make that movie. Unless you can do all that on the computer and there's something I don't know about. But it's just, who puts up money for this? It's got to be like the 18th making of Gojira, right? There's no story to be told anymore. It's just about monsters. And here it is too. I remember watching them when I was like in the 60s, they made a whole string of those things, and they were goofy as hell, but they were fun to watch because they had monsters in them. These are great monsters, but I guess I'm not a kid anymore. I don't know. So I'm not going to give it a recommendation. If you really like that kind of stuff, it's well done. But if you like a movie like that, you know, has a story or something, probably not for you. All right, let's get back to Echolin.
Burning yellow, the daisy cutters fly. My
feet are rotting, the trench is just mean and wet. I write this in 18. I write this in 18. I was talking to a friend for a minute. In a second he lay dead, still and silent on the ground. Swear he never knew what hit him. He was telling me of a girl and getting married as soon as he was home. Home across the ocean, too late for everything. Home, home across the ocean, too late for everything. Keep myself alive and awake. Some habits that I'd never had at home. Home across the ocean, too late for everything. Home, home across the ocean, too late for everything. scares me. I get my chances here. I get 9 cents a pound for my sour cream in town. With scratch and save.
Harmonic dissonance, I move to a groove that will never stop swinging, and I sing to a song that never ends. I'm pushing my brain to think a little harder, to learn from the simple. I'm crushing the complex of logic and reason. Are there gods that you follow, that you'll drown in your soul? It's too easy to know what to say. It's hard to sit when everyone else is standing. To shake your head as the world is not away. I'm raising my voice to shout a little louder, to answer your questions and ease your tension. In my argument, arrogance has no friend, but I hate to be cushioned in a fight. To be in with a hairstyle, it's too easy to go with the flow. It's hard to see through a haze of popularity. To shake your head as the world is starting to end. All the air.
much? Is the commission really worth the sale that we pitch? I'm not really big in justifying intentions. If it's good, then let it grow. On its own, it'll soon be rich.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Thank you.
it on my mind.
Live your life waiting, I'm blessed with Prince Anil.